The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Guys, I got a meeting. I'm having tea at 3 with Mrs. Post.
Should we go to the 3 o'clock tea meeting, or is there anything else anybody else wants to do?
I was going to just see about, I don't know, looking at newspaper, magazine, something to see if there's any social gatherings, any galas coming up.
Library use?
Gosh, really? Is that a 10? Yeah. It's a
16.
It's a 16? Okay. That's good fail. A good pass of me.
It's a good fail. It's a great fail.
It's a good, great fail.
It's a, it's
what's
a,
your what's your skill?
It's a, say, is that a hard pass?
Hard pass.
There we go.
That's what I mean.
It's what's your skill?
60. Yeah. It's nearly.
You want to spend a luck and make it an extreme?
No.
You're not going to make party luck rolls anyway.
Today is Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Today is Wednesday.
So it's Wednesday the
21st.
So it'd be Thursday the 22nd, Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in agreement at this point?
Yes.
Yes, there's actually, so there are a number of social gatherings and they're all listed in the papers. You find what is probably the most highfalutin of the highfalutin. There is a gala being held, we'll just say at the Waldorf Astoria on Saturday the 24th. You wouldn't guarantee that Erica Carlisle would be there, but based on the invitation, this is the highest of high, the most falutant of falutant. This is going to be a benefit for the artists. Very philanthropic endeavor. And improving the general society of theatrical arts within the greater New York area for the betterment of all Manhattanites. It strikes you as something that is going to be like what we would consider today like a four-figure dinner party. You know what I mean? Like it's. Yeah.
I got an invite to one of those ones.
So you find that.
Cool.
Either of you?
I didn't go.
Nothing?
Does it say who's hosting or like throwing the party? Is there I don't know. Party planner?
We'll say it's the Rothschild family.
Kellogg's and invite the Posts, have a brawl.
Yeah, we'll say it's financed by the Rothschilds. That's one of the reasons why you think that she might be there is because we're talking about, like, you could find successive articles where it says that, like, the Vanderbilts will be there, the Rockefellers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
It will be quite the gala. It is also something you realize very easily that getting a ticket to for you would be very challenging to acquire.
I can make a donation. I got monies.
Sure could.
Would anyone like to take Mabel to tea?
What's our rap?
That hasn't been determined yet.
I asked you that the first time. You said it didn't matter.
It doesn't.
Mabel, and I said Mabel. It might.
To come out and play.
Mostly I just want more ears and eyes in case something happens in the front of the shop.
I'll do it.
Okay, Cecil and Mabel. The three of us will go to tea. I will bring my book that has my name in the acknowledgments.
Okay.
My Jackson Elias book.
Sure.
Because I'm a good friend of Jackson Elias.
Of course you are.
Would anyone else like in on this scene? Or standing awkwardly outside watching the socialites?
Okay.
Be across the street? Okay.
You do see that this is quite a hoity-toity establishment. This is quite a high society place.
Because I believe she will be picking up my tab, and she may or may not. That's fine. I will pick up the tab for the two people I've asked.
Was there something you wanted to do, Owen?
No. I mean, I'll say that I'll be there in the background.
Sure.
Sitting at a near...
Everybody is... Are you sitting with Mabel and Cecil? Are you across the street with Eustace?
Yeah, I'll be with Eustace.
Okay. So you two are across the street, and the two of you are at a small table. I will say that apparently since this is Sybil's show, you walk in, you see that it is a crowded place, but it is a highfalutin place. We won't quite say that this is kind of a tea place where they're wearing tails, but it is quite nice.
English breakfast sort of scones at tea time.
Yes, very much a traditional English tea place, as much as Manhattanites would be interested in that.
Certainly.
You do see that there is a maitre d', someone who will seat the two of you. I assume you let him know that you are to see Miss Post.
And that I will also be picking up the tab for the two of them.
Yes, of course. So
Please do treat them kindly. We're not much used to this city slicking life.
Didn't catch it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a tip of the hat. A raise of the hat?
No, he goes.
Of course. Please, this way. And they try and find a corner wall to sit you at.
That's fine. Probably still nicer than either of them have ate at in quite a while.
Please, this way.
Order whichever you like, darlings. But
he navigates you through the aisleways to a small private room. And you see there is a, we'll say, middle-aged woman. Coiffed hair, bobbed probably, but something that's not quite a solid bob of the era, but something a little bit between what you would normally wear and a bob, half a bob, as it were.
A long bob, you might say?
Yeah, I mean, it is stylish, but not quite cutting edge.
Sure.
Very, very neat.
It dress. Is bobbed, but not severe. That's the word. Correct. I was looking for. Schroeder rolled the sides.
She indicates with a single hand for you. She is sitting facing the small door to the room. It's a small tea room, probably seats about 7 or 8. It's clearly a private tea room. She indicates that you should sit across from her.
Mrs. Post, I'm so very glad you decided to take this meeting.
Yes.
I set the book down. And I don't mention it. I'm sorry to come about this in this sort of way, but I'm very glad you decided to meet me today. Well, I know this might be a bit of a trying time, so if I get too close to anything, you just let me know.
She seems to be taking no heed of what you are saying, almost. She's almost not even making eye contact.
Are you aware of the man Jackson Elias?
At which point the two doors that the maitre d' had closed, mm-hmm. open again, and you hear a man say, "Thank you, Mrs. Post, that'll be all." Mm-hmm. And you see someone, she quickly stands up and moves away, having never said anything to you whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then you see a man enter with four men flanking him.
Okay.
Would this have been visible prior to?
Did they come in through the back door, or did they have to walk through the shop?
It's a good question. You would not know.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm asking for the rest of the party that I've set up on the outside.
Sure, we're all kind of scoping, right?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. You could all make spot hiddens and see what you can see.
That is a hard pass.
No.
Two fails across the street, one hard pass inside, and one NPC.
You see from the general direction that she went, a middle-aged woman seemingly walk out of the cafe.
Do I recognize this woman?
Nope, not even in the slightest.
But I do see the other woman get up and leave.
No. This is in a private room, completely separate.
Oh.
You don't have line of sight.
Sybil walked to the left, and now somebody else walked back from the general direction that Sybil did.
Okay.
So he doesn't have sight line of the doors?
No.
Not at the table they were sat at.
Fact.
So Mabel, tell me about yourself.
The man sits down, slightly balding, adjusts his glasses. It's like, yes, Miss, what was your name was? I don't believe you gave it to Miss Post. And he quickly picks up a notebook and fountain pen and looks ready to write. Pay no attention to my associates. And these guys are like literally standing against the wall behind him.
Now, wouldn't you already know my name if you're coming in here and sitting down and replacing the person I was supposed to have tea with?
No, she said you didn't actually introduce yourself over the phone.
Which I find curious. What is your name?
I'm Bradley Gray.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Gray. I'm Mrs. Sybil Ripley Robertson.
Thank you, Miss Sybil Ripley Robertson?
Robertson.
Say it five times fast.
It would help if you didn't interrupt me.
Yes, I'm sorry. It is a very busy schedule, and to fit you in at this time is even more difficult. Please continue. You wish to speak about the Carlisle expedition.
I do, and I am very pleased to see that you are here, because you are the person I actually intended to speak with, but didn't have any other way of
Yes, you must understand that we get a lot of people interested in speaking to the Carlisles and about the expedition. It is a very difficult matter for the family to deal with, which is exactly why I'm employed in their care. Could you please tell me exactly what you believe you know about the Carlisle expedition?
I believe they might not all have been murdered, and it's a cover-up.
Yes, quite. He starts writing things down.
And I believe there is something in the Carlisle safe that piqued Robert's interest.
Yes, quite. Mm-hmm.
From his time at Miskatonic University.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
And I believe those books are the key to finding out what happened to the expedition.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
May I see the books?
Excuse me. I don't know if you quite understand what my business is here, but I do not provide free passage to Westchester for any individual who just
comes up and requests it. I'm not asking for free. I'm saying as a good friend of Jackson Elias.
Ding. And Jackson Elias would be who?
I gesture to the book that I've brought. A premier, very well accomplished, recently deceased.
He starts writing a few things. He takes just a moment to put the pen down and snaps. And one of the guys walks over and picks up the book and starts looking through it.
You'll see that my name is in the acknowledgments.
Yes, I understand. Yes, people sometimes are acknowledged in books. Thank you for that. I do read from time to time. When I can find the time, of course.
Certainly, you're a very busy man, and I appreciate your time.
And are you writing something in all of this? Are you...
I would like to put the matter to rest, as it were, even if it is not publicized, because I feel that that may not be what the Carlisle family is looking for in terms of closure.
Yes, quite. And you seem to think that you have something that hours and hours investigators don't have.
Persistence.
Ah, yes. Persistence. Is there anything else?
Team.
I feel like you just there's a role that you're not making somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Persuade, charm, something. I don't know.
I'm letting you role play it. See what you got.
I got shit. That's what I got.
And she pays you for these things?
Yes, she does.
Bizarre.
I agree.
Is there some question or fact that I... It feels like this guy has heard it all before and doesn't know what makes us any different, and I don't want to show all our cards because I literally don't have anything but the book with me. So I can't say, Jackson Elias thinks everybody's crazy. That really isn't going to go far in this conversation.
You have the picture of Jackson, like dead Jackson.
I don't.
Roll
it doesn't fit in the bodice anymore.
Roll psychology.
It's worse than your luck.
It doesn't matter. That's a 10. So it's either a 10 or a 14, and they both pass. It's
okay.
Totally cocked on the table, but that was a 10.
Okay.
And that's a pass.
Okay.
In fact, that's a pass by half.
You get the sense, I mean, obviously he's being somewhat arrogant and dismissive. You get the sense that there's, that's what he's supposed to do. Like, you have no idea if you've landed a shot or not, because he is a stone wall.
Okay.
and you are literally trying to, even with a pass of a psychology roll, it's very hard to read this man.
It's a hard pass. Okay. It's not an extreme, but it's a hard pass.
That's fair. Even with a hard pass, he's very, very hard to read.
Okay.
But you with get the sense he's the bulldog. This is exactly what he's supposed to do.
Is it going to be something sensational that will get his attention, or just continuing to prove that he know my shit?
He's out to know that he is out to protect the Carlisle name.
Right.
He's out to protect Erica Carlisle personally, mm-hmm. Legally. So you could very easily guess what his triggers are going to be, for better or for worse. It's a question of how you want to approach it.
Okay.
Like, this is the kind of person that threatening Erica Carlisle is going to get a reaction. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, saying, hey, not he's alive positive. Is going to get a reaction, right? Yeah. Saying, I'm going to write things about the Carlisles is going to get a reaction. I don't know
I
that they're
did,
good.
I did say that they might not all be dead. And yeah. that I might not publish it.
Oh, no.
For the sake of the name.
You see that he is taking copious notes.
Okay. Is there anything I missed? Or that you're thinking about that I'm not? Anybody?
I'm just saying, Fluffy is a strange name for such a large dog.
I should agree, ask him if he's heard from Brady in a while. She's a very strange woman.
This perhaps is not the best conversation that
no, it's not going well for you
ever had. There's a report that Jack Brady?
Yes.
Was seen alive in Hong Kong.
Of course.
2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I have the name of the person who said it, and I have half a mind to fly all the way to Africa. Well, fly part of the way, perhaps.
No, of course, I think you should definitely pursue whatever interests you might find. Best of luck with that. He takes a few more notes.
Is there something in particular you do or don't want me to pursue?
You're free to pursue whatever you like. Again, my legal interests are the Carlisle family business and Erica Carlisle personally.
I have no interest in endangering either of those things.
Oh, good, because I would not allow that to happen.
Certainly not a man of your stature. It would be most useful if at some point I were to meet Erica.
Yes.
On whatever situation or plan she would like.
And what exactly would you wish to converse with Ms. Carlisle about?
How she feels about the fact that her brother might not be dead. And that I might be able to finally give her a sense of peace, because certainly she did not believe the police reports. She credited the tribe, not the police.
Roll persuade.
It's a failure.
And where are you staying, Ms. Ripley Robertson? I'm assuming you're not local, or are you? Do you have a local address? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with your family name.
Certainly not. It's a new one. I honestly can't remember where I was staying, so that's going to take me a hot second.
You
Hold
were
on.
Staying at the Waldorf.
No.
Were you at the...
Well, that's the Espana. That's too far back. Hold on.
As you tell him, he writes it down, and he says, don't call us. We'll call you. And he gets up and proceeds to leave.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you.
He bows slightly.
Toodles.
As you walk out, one of the guys who has looked at the book hands it back to you.
Thank you.
And they all leave.
I'm sorry, Mabel, but when a man says he'll call you, he usually won't call you.
After the four of them?
Sure.
And I walk right to their table. Enjoying your tea?
What? Yes.
Wonderful. Mind if I join you?
Sure.
Across the street. Come now.
To the two across the street.
You see four people?
No. You're standing there watching a busy street. It's cold. It is unpleasant.
Is there a shop across the street?
I assume that Schroeder made it seem like he was standing out in the middle of the road, so.
What time of day is this again?
You gonna go find a cigar shop or something?
I literally just said I was just across the way. Like, right.
You could be wherever you want.
On the roof with some binoculars?
You see nothing of interest.
Did we buy binoculars in Peru? I don't think we did.
Two pair.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Until about 20 minutes go by, you see people in and out, and then you see the three of them walk up to you.
They walk up to us?
Yeah, Sybil.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Got ya. How'd that go?
It's fine.
How did that go from the person who talked to everybody?
Well, I do think if we ever need to speak to them in the future, talking to Mrs. Post may or may not work for us. Mr. Gray was there with some associates, and I proceed to tell them the
everyone is filled in
psychology role that I made and the persuade I did not. Psych is higher than my persuade. By a lot. Like, more than double. Guys, we made rolls. I'm just so excited that we actually made rolls and got something.
Yeah.
Pulled on enough threads.
So what do you want to do? Is there any other business today on the 21st?
22nd is when we meet with Adams.
Yes.
In the afternoon, yes.
Gray, Dick, dead end.
Does Owen tell us about the upcoming High Society?
Yeah. Inform you guys about the upcoming gala on Saturday.
Okay.
And that's at the Waldorf, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I write a letter?
Sure. Who would you like to write a letter to?
I'd like to write a letter to Erica Carlisle.
Sure.
The return address is going to be Waldorf Astoria.
Okay.
And Mrs. Post.
Okay. Are you writing a letter in Mrs. Post's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
The inside isn't.
I see.
It's just the outside.
Fair
so
enough.
So that'll get opened.
It's clever. I give you that.
Sybil's may have done this a couple of times.
It's just a telegram. Talk to Mr. Gray. Stop. He's a dick. Stop. We need to talk. Stop.
Lunch soon?
Brother alive. Question mark? Stop. Lunch? Question mark, question mark. Exclamation point, question mark. Stop. Probably not. Thanks anyway. Stop.
It's too long for a telegram.
No, it's
XXX.
Blood and kisses. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Dinner, Mabel?
Yes, please.
See ya. He just takes off.
That's great, because it's my backup character.
It was the best 30 seconds of passion in my entire life.
He held my hand while we walked down the cold, bitter road.
Maybe
it was clammy, but it was warm.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yes, I would like to write a letter to Erica Carlisle with the outside for Mrs. Post.
Sure.
And on the inside say, spoken to Mr. Gray. He has assured me that no harm will come to the family name, but I am investigating your brother's assassination / murder and the fact that he might still be alive.
Sure.
Contact me at such and such at the insert hotel here.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Ask for Mabel.
Is there anything else you're doing that night?
Anybody want to go to a speakeasy we shouldn't go to?
That's what I was going to say. I was like, this is like the only place we
Cecil,
can.
Where are you taking
Mabel?
Mabel to dinner.
I don't know, some nice
wherever
place.
He can afford.
He's got
fat
money.
Fat Mabel's because it's the only deal. Place he can remember because it's the most recently named saloon. He's heard.
He knows some places.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking.
You going to take her to Harlem? You can keep her in Manhattan.
Probably not going to take her to Harlem.
What about the Bronx?
Probably not the safe place. Brooklyn, maybe.
Okay. Is there any place in the books that he could take her?
I mean, I've given you guys plenty of places that he could take her.
There's no restaurant names on there.
You're right now, you're in a place where there are restaurants in the hotels that have been named. I mean, he could take her to the Waldorf Astoria if he wanted to. That's why I didn't know. Are we going to Harlem? Are we going to Brooklyn? Are we going, like, are you traveling? Are you...
Yeah, do it. A restaurant he frequents in Brooklyn.
Okay, sure. A nice Italian place.
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you know that you could get a glass of wine with your Italian meal because it was considered cultural?
Yes.
And therefore, pizza
are the rest
became
of you,
popular.
Are you therefore, the rest of you, going to a speakeasy then?
Are the three of us going to go? Do you want to go to...
Mr. Young, what do you think? You've been quiet.
Mabels?
I don't think we need to go there. I mean, if we're going to be in the area tomorrow anyways.
The place is a death center right now. Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely.
Even with all four of us, it's
cultist,
not, it's
cult,
not
cult
be a
safe
We got to wait till we level up.
There is no leveling up. It's just chicken skills, dude. Mm. I mean, we could always go shopping, but y'all hate that, so.
Jeff hates that, too.
Shopping episodes?
He hates shopping montages.
Oh, I love them. They're great downtime. Lots of great role-playing happens during shopping episodes, if you let it.
It's the worst.
To edit? So,
are you three doing anything, or are we going to the 22nd?
I mean, if we're not...
What threads haven't we pulled on today?
Bloody Tongue at the library.
We go to the library?
I mean, you can. I mean, I will go and watch you read.
It turns out I actually do need spotters. The four men showing up at the coffee shop isn't indication enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I never saw them.
That is your own darn fault.
Yes, Troy? Okay. I'm going to move to the 22nd then. If there's
I'd like
nothing
to
else.
Try a library use.
Sure.
Library at the public library, looking
sure,
for
how about you,
Nico?
I don't know. Roll luck.
Ought no. One. I got an ought one.
Sounds like you're pretty lucky.
A damn good night.
Does Mabel make it back to the hotel room?
You're at the library. We haven't gotten that far.
Well, I got a 28 out of 20.
Spend
and I'm
luck.
Not spending 8 luck on this damn
roll.
If it's
the next day, I could go with you to the library.
I know. I'm going to
be
like...
Isn't Troy there? Isn't Troy like a library guy?
History probably, but...
Even with a bonus die, I'd have to roll a 0 or 1.
Push your luck.
Help? No, I'm not pushing my luck on a 20%.
You can take a look.
That would be an ought 2.
Jeez!
He's good.
I like foresee that your knight, like, it's lucky because, like, she finds your cane, realizes it's a sword, and then, like, turns you into a sub.
Wow. That's limping, a very...
Limping a little bit the next day.
Sure. Oh!
It's very descriptive.
Whips, whistles, chains, yo-yos.
Just gonna say, it was the era of debauchery.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And hey, 2020 is next year!
Giggity, giggity.
You are able to find the exact tome that
Adams.
Milton Adams.
Hilton Adams.
Hilton. It's with an H.
Yes, it is. You are able to find the exact book that Hilton Adams references. And you can see that it contains a lot of the same information that Mordecai Lemming had told you. You're finding out about the Penga. You are connecting them directly to Kenya, specifically. Is that right? Let me make sure. Yes. Let me see if there's anything else about Cult of the Bloody Tongue. Troy, I'm gonna remember that role.
Okay.
Because there's really not a whole lot else that you haven't gotten in other places that this book would reference.
Yeah.
This would be the place where you could get all the shit you've already got.
Yeah.
So the Penga, the Tongue, the sort of lamprey-esque symbol,
mm-hmm.
Tying it to Kenya directly, wearing strips of cloth, ceremonial attire, you know, ritualistic murder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You merely confirm everything that everyone has been telling you about.
Yeah, Troy, you were right. Okay.
We didn't really find anything, but this just confirms everything, and you found it, and you're right. And I had tea, and it was fruitless. Thank you.
Sybil, make me a con roll.
Fucking Vic Fuckerson. No. 53 out of 40.
You don't remember Mabel being there when you went to bed? But she's definitely there the next morning.
Light glow.
I didn't wake up when she came back.
Apparently not.
Somehow she made it through the deadbolt.
She has her ways. That's why she's employed by you.
The fact that you had to make a con roll to find out if your assistant got dicked down last night is like the best thing ever.
No, no. The con roll is whether I woke up when she came back in.
Mm.
I hope.
You notice she surreptitiously avoids eye contact in the morning.
I am too busy, like, planning my day and going over yesterday. I don't even notice.
You do notice
that is the thing about Sybil.
It is the 22nd, yes?
Yeah.
It is now the 22nd. We have an appointment. It's Thursday.
3 o'clock. Is there anything anybody would like to do until that point?
Denny's.
Sure. Denny's it is.
Yes, let's go to Lenny's.
So we're going right to the appointment then?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless Cecil wants to make a morning phone call to Mabel.
I'm going to go to the library and look up stuff about the bloody tongue.
I'm going to use that 0-2 you rolled.
You're lucky they just got a new book in today.
Africa's Dark Sects.
It's made out of real tongue.
Two.
Oh! Real tongue? Really? Gross. You know how many tongues it would take to code a book?
Depends on the size of the tongue.
Cow tongue's not too many.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, Gene Simmons would get you like a 3-volume set.
Boom.
Ugh. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Ugh.
Cecil's like whistling.
Platform shoes and a foot long tongue. He's fucking jiggling.
Morning, everyone.
Cecil, you're in quite a chipper mood. Ready for today's meeting, then?
Right.
Do you remember who it's with?
Nope. And he just starts walking towards whatever you're pointing.
Jasmine, Cecil, and I stop in the middle of the road. Cecil.
Yes.
It's with Millie Adams.
Right.
Her husband's on death row.
Sadly.
Yes, you might want to tone that down just a little bit, Mr. Chipmunk.
Jasmine, can you make me a die roll? And tell me what the number is.
22.
Okay.
Did a crit success?
Sure.
No.
Do I need to make an opposing die roll?
No, okay. Not at all.
Well, there's not many things I have on my sheet that are under 22, except for, you know, half of them.
It's almost like I don't want you to know what you rolled for.
I know. If it was Brawl, I would have won. Just saying.
How good your spot hidden?
45.
Okay. You approach the Lafayette Theater, 7th
yes.
Avenue, 132nd Street. Yes. You notice a plaque outside that proudly displays it as Harlem's biggest, coolest playhouse. See men and women of your own race in Broadway dramas. A good play every week. Seats reserved 6 weeks in advance.
So we're going to stick out like sore thumbs being four white people walking in, huh?
You notice Schoenberg standing under the marquee with another woman.
Yes.
As soon as she walks up, the other woman reaches out a hand daintily. Millie Adams, folks. Pleasure to meet you.
You as well. Do you mind hugs? I'm the hugger sort.
She just kind of...
Handshake's fine, if that's all right, too.
Sure. Do please come in. It is awful cold outside.
Terrible, terrible.
She opens the door. You do notice that it is the hustle and bustle of a theater space that is getting ready for performance. So there are ushers, there are people. Millie just kind of waves at them and moves on. You move past a smart lobby, ticket booths, and a cloakroom, and through into the stalls. You see various cleaners and other members of the staff smile and greet Mrs. Adams as she passes. A few of them seem to know Miss Schoenberg. The house lights are fully up in the main auditorium. As she shows you to a few seats in the center of the stalls. How do you do? What can I do for the four of you? Rebecca here tells me that, Miss Schoenberg here tells me that you have been speaking to my husband.
We have. We spoke to him day hence. 2 days ago? Was it?
Yes, he said that you were... There were only two of you in his story, but that you were fairly nice people. Rebecca says to me that you might be able to help my husband.
We're certainly doing our darnest.
I believe him.
Well, sir, I appreciate that, but I'd like to ask you all something, if I might.
Certainly.
I'd like you to, before I tell you anything, I'd like you to agree to exonerate my husband. I must admit that this is a dark path that you may be walking down, and I believe everyone, including my husband's best friends, have already given up. Right now, he's got me and what little support Miss Schoschenberg can provide, and I'm not going to have anyone jump into this half-cocked. Either you're in or you're out, as they say.
Fully cocked, ma'am.
Oh my god.
I just love the idea that if Jasmine does die, that means her next character has clearly already been sexed by Lucas.
I'm not sure how I feel about that anymore.
You may just want to make a new character.
Mabel's getting fired.
Mabel's getting a sister.
Maybe she may be getting a kid. I don't know.
As like I said, Hilton's friends have apparently given up due to the intimidation. And I have no one else to turn to. The authorities aren't taking my suspicions seriously, and I fear that soon my husband will die, an innocent man.
There's one thing I know about the authorities. They don't know shit.
I would agree.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Our full resources are at your disposal.
All for one and all that.
Very well.
You've read a book.
Several.
And you retained it.
Partially.
It all started when Hilton first came back from the war. He and several of his war buddies, they got concerned when Harlem locals began disappearing. And as that number grew and grew, he turned to a group of friends. Like I said, they talked about it over at Teddy's. She kind of nods her head off to the side as if she's indicating someplace nearby. They were all Harlem Hellfighters, you see, and they felt it was sort of their duty to protect the city, you know, protect Harlem at least. It was their home, and nobody else was going to do it. So they organized some patrols to help people feel safe, to be out on the streets. To try and find out who was responsible, because nobody at the 14th Precinct was taking the situation seriously.
We've heard.
I mean, even after the mutilated bodies appeared, the police still refused to do anything, claiming gang violence and street robberies and you know, the like gone wrong. Even though some crackpot said it was an African death cult. They said he just had too much time on his hands. Hilton,
clarification for the keeper. Were they saying the militia were part of the death cult, or were they accusing the crackpot was accusing the bodies on the cult?
You would understand she's talking about Lemming.
Lemming was saying it was a cult. Everybody else is like, this dude's full of shit.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Hilton actually ran with that idea of the African cult, and he and his friends looked into it at the library and found some cult from East Africa. She didn't tell me about it, and the police confiscated all of his notes that he kept about
the Bloody Tongue. We've seen the same book we think he referenced.
Oh.
Huh. Have you heard that name before?
No. He kept me out of it as best he could.
Wasn't sure if it was scuttlebutt around the neighborhood, anything like that.
No. Not that I know of. Like I said, he did have a journal, and one night he treated it very reverently. There was a strip of red cloth that he used as a bookmark. It went with the journal, obviously, when the police confiscated it, but I always thought that might have been important.
Probably is.
Like I said, as they continued, it didn't go well. The police kept warning Hilton about stirring up trouble. Apparently, there was some pressure that was applied to some of his friends by their employers, by some of our own folk, some of the older folk who thought maybe we shouldn't be making such a big deal about a few disappearances in Harlem, that their activities would only bring Harlem disreputable press, especially the cult nonsense, of course. It just played into the perceptions of of black people as savages. Even the elders at the church were given sermons about not falling into the temptation of blaming the devils from Africa. But Hilton did say he believed that there was a cult operating in Harlem, and that he thought they were probably paying the police off. You know, at Harlem, that's how things work. The money moves hands, you know? Right before he got arrested, I did actually hear him mention the name Juju House to Needham.
Needham?
Yes, one of his friends. He's a reporter at the New York Age. Needham Johnson.
Was he part of this crew?
Yes, part of the Harlem Hellfighters. Needham, Douglas, Art, and Jackie. You could say that they're good friends of my husband, Hilton Adams.
Duly noted.
Which may or may not be.
We could, but we won't.
Which may or may not be the heading Cecil. In that part of the book.
I didn't even mean to say that in the voice, but it came out that way.
I think you like Mabel more than you like Sybil, because Mabel says your name the right way.
She knows a lot.
At this, she kind of breathes a deep sigh of relief.
Troy and I are laughing for two totally separate reasons than why you guys are laughing.
As if she just confessed this, you know, kind of, because she has this huge story and just gotten it all off of her chest. I don't know if any of that will help you, but is there anything you all would like to ask Millie Adams?
Is there any possible chance that any of your husband's friends could have set him up?
I wouldn't think so. These men were thick as thieves, as best they could be. I mean, they...
Highly trained?
Yes. The Harlem Hellfighters were one of the best regiments to come out of, come out of New York. I think every one of them to a man was awarded the Croix de Guerre by the French. True story, folks. Check out the Harlem Hellfighters. Really kind of neat.
Yeah. They're amazing. Millie, would you be able to put us in contact with Needham, Douglas, Art, and or Jackie?
I'm sure they'll be over at Teddy's. They are most evenings.
Where is Teddy's, actually?
Sybil's trying to say, can you set up a meeting so they don't look sideways at the white girl talking up to them and saying, hey, you know Hilton?
Two blocks over. It doesn't specify east, west, north, or south.
Do you mind introducing us?
Right. Millie, we'd be much obliged if you'd communicate to them that we'd like to talk to them.
I suppose I could. I don't really talk to them anymore. Like I said, they...
Even
I think
just
they're afraid.
A note from you might help. If I walk up to them, they've got no reason to speak to me.
I mean, if you think it'll help, she pulls something out of her
calling card.
Keeper, can we please have a hall pass?
Yes, she writes, they are allowed to go to the bathroom. Signed, the Keeper of Arcane Lore. To be quick about it.
It's a key with a giant plank of wood attached to it.
Yep.
Yeah, I never had to deal with any of that, and I'm very thankful.
Like I said, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know.
This has been very useful. I'm sorry that it's a sore spot, but yes, we will keep investigating till there's nothing left.
I mean, I've continued to look into it myself, but it's not exactly easy going.
No, easy is not the word I'd use.
How long ago was it that her husband's been imprisoned?
You say 6 months, something like that.
Okay.
So I feel like September or October. Any other questions you have for Millie? Any other things we want to go over?
Did your husband happen to share you any leads, any other possibilities that he thinks might be responsible?
I think the most recent information he had on this cult was the Juju House, but I must say it is a frightful place, and I wouldn't recommend going to it if you folks aren't fully...
Oh, we've been.
You have? I've never been brave enough to step into the establishment myself.
I shouldn't have been.
That's quite brave of you. It is a strange place.
It certainly was foolish.
Psychology rules?
Fail.
Ooh. And then a 12.
Ought 6.
Beluga's with a hot hand.
No.
It's an extreme.
Nice. Cecil, you get the sense that this is, when she says it's a dangerous place, she means it from personal experience.
Okay.
She's not just saying, oh, hey, such and such side of town is dangerous. She's right. Got like the dead eye look.
She said she'd never set foot in the place, but he feels like it's personal experience.
You don't feel like she's not lying. I'll give you that.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean she doesn't know more about that place. You know, you can find out an awful lot without stepping foot into a place.
Seems to me like you know more than you're letting on.
Well, I mean, it was the last clue my husband got before he got pinched, so I've been keeping an eye on the place.
And you've seen what?
Seems about once a month that there's a group of people that go there in the early hours of the morning. Seem to be a mixed bunch. Tramps, low lives, but others are blue-collar workers.
Certain time of the month?
Time of the morning?
Early hours of the morning. I mean, she's talking like...
4 or 5 o'clock?
No, we're thinking more like... This, I think we're more talking like 1:32. I think she's saying morning as post-midnight.
We're talking after the speakeasies close, but before people should be going to work.
Same people every time?
Hard to say. Like I said, different groups. I was...
Cecil's question about a certain time of month?
It seems to coincide when they used to go out on patrols.
So right about the time that Needham and Hilton and the group would go about for disappearances.
Right.
The moon and all that.
Right.
Full moon, you might say. New moon?
I must say, it's not like Harlem isn't full of its speakeasies. It could be that the Juju House simply contains some very exclusive clientele underneath. But it gives me a horrible feeling.
We appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes. I saw some crates go in one night. Probably hooch, of course, but it left me with a strange feeling. I said I've never even stepped foot in the court itself. I've always used the empty tenement building across the street to keep an eye on the place, but...
Didn't one of y'all feel like you were being watched one night?
It wasn't one night, it was me standing outside the f***ing Juju House while you guys were in it.
Explains things.
I've seen some of those pigs go in, too.
The blue ones?
Yes.
Coppers.
Yup.
That's police for the lay people.
I think we've got enough euphemisms to cover the subject. Thank you, Cecil.
Wee-oo, wee-oo.
I thought he was squealing like a pig for a second.
No, 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 no.
I thought he was going, wee, wee, wee.
You also get the sense, Lucas, because it was an extreme, that she's terrified. Mm-hmm. Not only because her husband is on the chopping block, but she gets the sense that, like, she isn't safe, that her friends aren't safe, that her family isn't safe. She's deeply resolved to continue doing this in the hopes of saving his life.
Yeah.
But she's terrified to do so.
She's terrified for her life as well.
Absolutely.
While she does it.
Yeah.
I put a hand up on her shoulder just to, like, we're here. We're here to help. We'll do what we can. Reassuring.
Cecil pulls out one of his cards and writes the address to Mother Redmond's.
Okay.
And hands it to her.
Okay.
And tells her that she can go here anytime she wishes. Just present that card when she goes.
Okay.
What is Rachel Schoenberg's reaction to all of this? Does this seem like new information or the same?
She seems a little shocked that she admits that she's been looking out at the Juju House. But she had already heard about the Juju House from you folks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she glosses over it, but she is surprised that Millie has taken such a forward, approach. Can I get a set of die rolls from everybody?
Eighteen.
12.
11.
18.
No way. We're all under 20?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's a pass for whatever the f*** it is.
Yeah. For somebody.
As you're sitting there in the auditorium and you're recounting this, you all for a second suddenly hear the very obvious squeak of a chair, like, off house left a little bit. Like, someone shuffling in and amongst the aisles.
I'm going to nudge the sneaky, stealthy outdoorsman with my foot.
I would have probably already turned to look.
Mr. Young.
I don't remember your last name.
I'm Eustace.
Eustace what?
Weatherton.
Mr. Weatherton, might you go get Millie and I a glass of water? We might be here for a spell.
Happy to go with you.
I'll start to stand.
Somebody toss me a D3, please.
4, which makes it a 2.
Okay.
Is there a particular Is there a particular skill that we passed that we need to tick?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Tell me it's listen. I would love to pass listen.
I mean, we did hear something. So.
Don't go marking anything yet.
I'm not. I'm begging for it to be a particular skill, but if it's something else, I'm fine with it.
Cthulhu Mythos.
Yeah.
It's not easy to come by.
It's not.
And I'm really fucking stingy about it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that means we just got a D3 worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Yeah, 2.
A lot of assumptions.
I am making a lot of assumptions. You won't tell me anything.
No, he's choosing who's getting attacked. That's what he's doing.
You were doing something, Mr. Weatherton.
I was just kind of standing, looking. I was asked to get a drink of water nonchalantly, looking in the direction that we heard the noise and acting like I'm getting up to go get refreshment.
Okay, so you're heading back up the aisle?
Sure.
I mean, because if you think about it...
I'm just standing at this point. We haven't gotten to the aisle yet.
I mean, she sort of brought you down to the front of the house. So you're up, sort of like up against the stage. So there's probably a couple of aisles coming down.
Yeah, I'm probably kind of like, you know, doing the old, trying to stay down, like, look up, what's going on.
I'm very confused at what you're describing to me right now.
You trying to hide along the stage?
No. Just, just continue.
Looking
on.
Around.
Continue.
Okay. Yes.
When I think of myself getting out of a seat and going into the aisle, like, the first thing I think is, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, kind of, like, a duck
No,
turn.
You're standing up and moving.
You're scoping. Subtly.
Kind of.
In the distance, just exactly where you... You guys are all, I guess to describe it, you're not necessarily sitting in the seats, per se, of the stalls. Okay. You're maybe, like, just leaning up against the stage or whatever.
Okay.
Maybe sitting on an armrest of the front row.
Right,
or,
yeah,
like, sitting on the edge of the stage.
Yes, correct.
Leaning on it. Like, it's that front of house.
Yes, you're sort of in that front of house aisle. So right in front of the first row. So I get what you're saying, but you're not necessarily getting out of that chair. Though you could be.
I'm just, like, thinking, like, we're going up.
Correct. Right. So everything is raked. Everything from you is raked up. You're at the bottom. You're at the front of the house.
Unfortunately, that also means our sound traveled. To the entire house, because that's what theaters do.
So you've asked him to get a drink of water.
I'm turning to look to see where the noise is in preparation of some kind of.
You seem to notice the house lights are on, but obviously when house lights are on, it's never a bright light. It's shadowed. And you can sort of see about 6 or 7 aisles up, house left, because I have to do that because I want to know. So stage right, there's like a little bit of movement, like right below seat level.
Luck roll to have a flashlight with me?
Sure, I guess. No, I'll say you have a flashlight.
Great. I'm going to click it on and... Stick it right in that row and start tracking whatever's over there. Oh, no, I'm following
it. No, I understand, but it is off like a shot, heading directly to the side of the house, and you see it begin running back up house. It's an individual of some kind, and they're heading right for a door that's labeled fire exit.
Is there an exit?
Can I scream, cover the exits, and start running towards them?
Sure, you could do that.
Is there an exit near us at the front?
There would be a kind of exit, yes.
That we could burst out and try to cut them off somewhere?
Those who are smart should do that. Sybil wouldn't.
I'm not the guy you want in the chase, by the way.
No, because you got a bad leg?
Yep.
Well, I've got a 7.
Me too.
7 what?
Move 8. I would start chasing and put my hand
my
to...
My move is an 8.
To...
You're fast.
I wouldn't draw anything, but put myself in a position.
I got a flashlight out. That's all I got.
In that case, can I have a folks make con rolls?
Ooh! 24 out of 40.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
14 out of 40.
If hard you, pass. If you pass, you get plus one to your move. What is everyone's move?
Seven.
Well, seven. Plus add one, though. You're an eight.
So it's an eight.
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 Seven.
Nine. Seven. Nine.
This is way better than initiative, by the way. Mm-hmm. This makes way more sense. I'm just saying.
Hard passes don't get you anything extra with that.
No. You all passed a hard spot hidden, I think it was.
Oh, I thought you said we listened. We heard something. I assumed it was listening.
You did. I was being theatrically appropriate, I thought.
Damn it, I've already ticked spot hidden. Yeah.
I told you. Oh, well.
Too.
What if I wanted to spin two to extreme?
I already had it.
Well, you know.
I already had it ticked.
So, you burst out of the doors. Cecil, who is apparently the fastest, gets out the door the quickest. And as you burst out the doors, you see sort of, it's kind of bang as the door opens up, and then there's another bang down the alleyway, and you turn to look down the alley.
Wasn't he also looking for a closer exit than the one this person? Right,
yeah. That's why he got out the door first.
So you hear, there's like I said, it's almost ba-bang as the door slam against the wall, and you turn and look, and you see a Caucasian man look at you and begin sprinting down the alley into the back alleys. You take off after him. The rest of you are too slow. You quickly get lost in the shuffle. So at the moment, it's you and this man in a foot race in the back alleys of Harlem.
It's not someone I recognized before?
No. Okay. Never seen the man.
Would it be possible for any of us to maybe make a listen roll to hear, like, Cecil?
Can I pull up?
Oh, yeah, no. See, the thing is that, so the way that it works is that in this case, I'll explain the mechanics of it. Lucas was the only eight, right? Because everyone else was a seven that got adjusted to an eight.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
I was a six that got adjusted to a seven.
You're an eight who got adjusted to a nine.
Yep.
The person who was running was also an eight who got adjusted to a nine. So at the moment, and the nine is faster than both eights and the seven, so no chase would occur. The chase only occurs if the pursuers are tied or greater than the move of the other player.
So I can't shoot with my 32 as he's running down the alley with my 8.
We wouldn't be able to get out in the alley fast enough.
Okay, that's what I'm just checking.
The two of you who had the 8s, basically you get out the door as you see Cecil turn a corner. And like Schroeder with his 7, you know, Eustace steps out going, what happened? Like it's just, that's, you just, that much faster, Lucas. Cecil is just after it. So now we have to set up the chase. This is a bit weird.
Running.
I will try and set this up as a standard case chase. So this is going to take some visual.
Okay.
This is going to take some visual representation. It's going to be a little weird.
It's Cthulhu. What did you expect?
Okay, your so chair right now, is Lucas, so loud. You are two locations.
It's not even picking it up.
Behind the guy.
Okay.
Look, basically the way this works is these locations can be whatever we decide them to be.
Sure.
So part of this is you RPGing. You might, at this point, because they've gotten away from them, maybe it was a dead sprint for 30 seconds or a minute or something, and now he's just looked up for the first time thinking he's home free, and now you're within 50 feet of him, 100 feet of him, whatever narratively seems appropriate. If you are able to catch him, you're able to interact with him.
Okay.
If he gets... I feel like if he gets like 3 or 4 away from you, then he's escaped.
I think it is more than 3. It's been a while. I did this differently when we did the car chase rules are a little different anyway.
It's like close, medium, extreme range, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
If I remember correct from our chase in...
So, the next thing that we need to do is... Now we need to go in dex order. So what is your dex, Lucas?
60.
Okay. I want to get this right because there's going to be a lot of chases in this game. Probably.
Absolutely. By the way, did I recognize this person?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you his dex score, but I will tell you it is higher than 60. So he would act first.
Oh, God. I do know Harlem.
You do. And that is something that could theoretically come into play. So, To this is added the difference between their movement rating and the movement rating of the slowest participant in the chase.
They're the same, aren't they? They're both right. Eights.
Thus, the slowest participant will always have one. Someone with move action that is one above will have two. Okay. So theoretically, you both have a move action.
Simultaneously?
No, he would go first.
Okay.
Somebody roll me a D100.
73.
Okay. So, Cecil, you turn a corner and you see the man running in front of you. And all of a sudden, you hear, me, 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 and a car just whoom, pulls out in front of him as he's darting through the alley. You see him attempt to leap the car. Oh. Let's just say he rolled real fucking close to his dex.
Does that mean he gets nailed by the car?
I kind of hope so.
Well, no. So basically, the idea with the chase is to start sprinkling in little things. So like if Lucas were being chased and he's like, I want to throw some boxes in front of them. Or like, I want to knock over the guy carrying the thing of onions or push over the cart. Like, you can do that to try and like, you know, move it along. I'm just having you guys roll. And depending on what you roll is going to be kind of how hard of a thing that I put in their way. Getting hit by a car would, you know, of course, hurt.
A little bit.
That's the point.
You see that he very luckily, 1 point luckily,
makes his way
Can
over.
I use my luck against him?
No.
Damn it.
He very luckily seems to hop over the car.
Okay.
So there's now a... So for example, now at that spot that he's on, there's a car in the middle of the alleyway.
Okay.
So he has avoided the car. So he's on the other side of the car. Are you moving up one? I assume you're just going to continue moving up.
I'm
going to
move as fast as I can. I don't know.
Right. So you move. This is the hard part because you're the same speed.
Right.
So neither one of you gets an extra action.
Right.
So essentially, we're just going to keep going until you start. And then there's a...
Until somebody starts missing rolls.
Yes.
Right. So Lucas, you continue to chase him.
I do.
Give me a dex roll, Lucas.
Ought. Six. That is an extreme.
Okay. I will give you a bonus. You see the car coming. And you very easily navigate around it, even with ease. You very 70s cop style
slide over the hood.
With an odd six, he freaking
dives through the window and out the other side.
So the guy's like saying, hey, what the hell, man? And then all of a sudden just whoosh right through the back window.
Trinity through
the window. You could do the thing where they open the doors at the same time out and you just roll over the bench seat.
No.
And then he pulls out the Mentos.
you hit the guy with enough force that you knock him out of the driver's seat and you chase him with the car.
You now have a car.
Okay. So you go over the car. I'll say that puts you one behind him now.
Okay.
So you make up that ground by sliding over the car that just narrowly missed clipping him and knocking him over. Let's see. What do we do next? Somebody roll me another D100. Is it clear ahead or is it not?
21.
All right.
I assume that's clear.
I don't.
Last one was high.
That was two rolls and neither of them knew what the other person rolled, so the first person to speak got it.
Fair.
Mine was worse. But
he turns another corner.
I don't know what we're wrong with.
Yeah, no. So.
He turns another corner and Cecil follows him.
As Cecil turns the corner, there's a muzzle right in his face.
Likely.
No, not quite. Let's give this a shot.
At least he spent his last evening, you know.
Lucas, make me a roll.
Any kind of roll?
I'm going to give you a roll. I'm going to say the 04 gives you a benefit.
The what?
Make me a die roll.
28. If this is a dex roll, it is an extreme pass. Sorry, hard pass.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, Lucas. Math.
You hear it. And that's probably the only thing that saves your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you round the corner, you see this weird shaped axe go flying past the intersection at head level.
Okay.
You get a sense, if I had hit you, I would have killed you.
More than likely.
So you sort of just stop and go, oh, shit! And he sort of stands there with his hand out like that, and he's amazed that he didn't kill you, because you literally just maybe drop to your knees as it goes flying over the top of your head.
How far away from me, him is he? From
I'm going to say that he stopped to throw it,
yeah,
but you had to dodge it. Okay. So we're probably still one apart.
Is he close enough for me to fire a shot at him?
You would have to stop and fire. If you'd like to do that on your turn, you could stop and fire, but he's going to gain one range of distance.
You can fire in motion. It's just a disadvantage.
The fire means you don't get to move. So he's going to move first. He's going to move away from you.
All right.
So is that what you plan to do?
No, I'm going to chase him a little further.
D100 roll, somebody.
My turn. 25. Sorry, Lucas.
At this point, because it's a 25, it's a straight alleyway. He's just running straight ahead with nowhere to run. So if you want to try and shoot him...
What do the rest of us get to do?
I mean, at this point, you're just like, where the fuck did he go? Like, you can all spread out. I mean, I could give you all roles to try and find this chase, but at the moment, we are in a back alley somewhere doing an action scene.
Listen for the gunshot.
That'll help. Are you going to attempt to shoot him?
I will.
He moves one step away, so you're not getting your bonus die. You can roll flat.
Okay. That is a hit.
Okay.
It's 26 out of 35, so it's not extreme or anything.
Okay, roll damage.
That is a D10. No, I have a D10 in front of me. I'm an idiot. I don't have a damage bonus, do I? No. It's an 8.
Oh.
It's a pretty good hit.
Pretty solid hit, yeah.
Did I maim him or stop him from running?
It's got to be a major wound.
It's got to be a major wound at 8. Average is 12, probably. If that's half his health, he gets a con roll to stay unconscious.
Yeah,
no, I know. Yeah. I know how the math works. Thank you.
I'm just informing the listeners of what's going on.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for keeping them appraised.
We haven't had this kind of combat this intense in probably close to seven episodes.
This is like the first time Cecil's done a fucking thing. So well,
no, that's not true. You hit Nabendoza for 3 damage.
I did after six attempts of stabbing.
Cecil just straight up Weaver stance, bears down on the guy, shoots him right in the back, and you see him like that, and he just stumbles a little bit and keeps pulling himself that way. He is still up.
He's still standing.
You hit him center mass. Standing is what he's doing. I mean, really, the bullet hit him with enough force. What'd you hit him with?
It's a 38 automatic.
The 38 definitely more or less knocked him from his feet.
So does that give me a chance to get a step closer? Does it hinder him from moving faster now?
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to take that into account. I haven't figured out what I'm doing yet, but we're going to take that into account.
All right. I assume, does Cecil know where he is?
Listen rolls from everyone else.
Fail.
Pass.
You hear a gunshot about six blocks over.
I'm as soon as I hear it, I'm moving.
Well, in fairness, we saw him turn a corner.
Yeah.
There would have been a car screeching.
Yeah. The idea with the chase scene is to not play every sequence from the chase. It's to cut to the point at which Lucas is caught up with him.
Yeah. Like, you probably would have, I don't know if you would have seen Cecil go over the car, but once you heard the car and lost sight of him, you were lost until the gunshot happened. And he yells, "Stop running!"
I'm going to make it known that Eustace is not running with his gun out.
That's probably a good call.
Running with his gun out, yeah.
You didn't... Did you participate in the war?
No.
Okay. Call it a dex roll. Okay. As he gets shot, you see him turn and start running back in your direction.
Okay.
Eyes wide. Make me a sand roll.
Can't be good.
Never is when the enemy starts coming towards you.
Oh, wait. We regained all of our sanity from everything else last time, did we not?
Well, I mean, you're at where you're at.
We like, did that already.
Did we not regain sanity over the, like, 4 years that we were gone?
We did.
I mean, you...
Because I haven't lost any sense. I just forgot to erase it.
I don't know what that means. Well, like, you would be where you are... Like, you regain... You don't regain sand like you regain hit points.
Oh, right. No.
We'll call it one. I'm just going to say that the fact that you shot this man and this man is running to you with the entire thought of strangling you,
sure,
that it's knocked you off edge a little bit.
Okay.
Like, that's probably fucking terrifying. This guy should be...
If he's coming straight at me, I'm going to fucking shoot him again.
Right. The sand rolls to see whether or not I'm giving you your bonus die.
Oh.
Like, you see the whites of his eyes and you see the blood in his, you know, well, coming out of his chest. Like, it's just that shock of this moment that, holy fuck, I shot this man and now he's running at
me. Maybe a little bit in his teeth. At
right.
This point.
Yeah, absolutely. Gurgling a little bit. Sucking wound, probably, because it's right in center mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll give it to you, but without the bonus die, because he is, like I said, you're scared, basically.
Drop the gun. Draw the sword.
No, I thought about that. Taking a stance on a knee and just...
You have a better sword roll than a gun roll.
I do.
He just sidesteps and flying punches you.
Yeah, I could do the same.
Chuck Liddell.
That's a hit.
Okay. Roll damage.
Wow. This guy survives this.
You're going to kill him outright, and we're
That's
not going to get any information.
Shit.
I just blew his fucking head off.
As he turns, you assume. One moment, please.
His second head grows.
It's 18 points of damage, goddammit.
The tendrils come out of his head.
Right.
Do you ever play Resident Evil 5?
And just... As he turns and runs, apparently Cecil calls upon all the training that he has had.
He did train in pistols.
He sure did.
Between Peru.
Between the Purdue game and when
this is happening.
And no problem. You bring that gun right back up, and this time you've decided if center mass is no good, you're going to try center forehead, and his head cracks like an egg and just fucking explodes. Shorter, you made a listen roll, right?
Yeah.
You heard it. Probably heard it the second time.
You all come around the corner to see Cecil there, smoking gun. Panga laying on the ground behind, with a corpse at his feet, blood everywhere. None of you really have war experience, do you?
Yes.
I do.
Well, you
I was a combat nurse.
Does, absolutely.
I do. I was a Rough Rider. That's like what my backstory is.
Okay.
How about you, bro?
So yes to half the room.
Did you write historical texts on the war?
I'm sorry?
Do you write historical texts on the war?
No, probably not.
Right. I feel like I should give you a sand roll for the massive amount of violence. Although you guys are probably getting pretty adapted. You did see Jackson Elias mutilated.
Do you want me to make a sand roll or no?
No, I was just going to give another small sand roll to Troy.
Why me?
Because you just saw your buddy, who you probably thought was inept, standing over a carcass that he clearly shot. Blood and gore everywhere.
Because these two have been in war before and I've seen that.
Sand roll. What's my sanity?
Hopefully high.
It's pass.
Okay. It doesn't bother you, but you see Cecil sort of standing there, gun shaking just a little bit.
Crazy bastard came after me.
Are you all right, Cecil?
He kind of does one of these things where he pats himself. Fine. Damn near I got a haircut. You see that over there?
I see it.
Should probably take that with us.
We should probably stay here till the police arrive.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
As if on cue, woo, 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 a cruiser pulls down the alley.
5-0.
We're four white people in Harlem, and you've just shot another white man's head off.
Yeah, who threw a giant axe at me.
Yeah, which is proof that Hilton didn't do all
with,
the orders.
We're dealing with Robeson, not Poole.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's call for Poole. What was the 14th?
The door's open. Hey, put the gun down. You see that they've drawn their weapons.
Oh, he does. He does.
Officers?
You shut up.
Gun probably would have already been on the ground before they even got
Yeah,
the
you
door.
Probably would have dropped it.
Everybody against the wall.
He blew his own head off. This gun's on the ground.
Everybody against the wall.
He does so.
They will roughly cuff you and call radio for backup.
Call Lieutenant Poole.
You shut up.
Poole.
You all soon find yourselves as guests of the New York's finest in the 14th District.
Not the first time I've had cuffs on. It's all right.
Shut up.
Was the last time in med.
How's your wife, Frank? Kids doing all right?
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.